You can get the latest odds, offers and more great content at williamhill.com, on the William Hill app and in any of our shops around the UK. From tests to T20, William Hill In-Play Radio brings you the best bets in the world of cricket. With dedicated experts including ex-England and Yorkshire batsman Anthony McGrath, we've got our eyes on everything from the match betting to the next over. In-Play Radio, your eyes on a world of betting.
Hello and welcome along to William Hill's Cricket Podcast. You join us on this edition where we're looking ahead to three games in the ICC World 2020 World Cup. It's a little bit like the first round proper now. The Super 10 are set and they'll be playing out to conclusion over the next coming days and weeks. Sam Norris here on the podcast, and joining me as ever is former England and Yorkshire cricketer Anthony McGrath. Good morning, Anthony.
Good morning. How are you doing?
I'm not bad at all. Thank you. Yourself?
Yeah, very well. Thank you.
Good. As I say, it's very much the first round proper now. We've got our Super 10 teams that are set to play out the remainder of this tournament after we saw Afghanistan and Bangladesh progress from the first round. Impressed with their performances?
Yeah, I wasn't surprised. I was pretty sure that Bangladesh would make it, and Afghanistan as well. They're an improving nation, and I think, to be honest, they were more impressive for me than Bangladesh. I know Bangladesh had a game washed out, but I was really impressed with Afghanistan. And you never know in this tournament. I don't expect them to get to the latter stages, but I still think both teams can maybe produce a shock at some stage and beat one of the bigger nations.
Yeah, such is the nature of 2020 cricket. You're always in with a squeak, aren't you, I suppose?
You are. And Iqbal from Bangladesh has been batting superbly, and you just need someone to turn up like that, a century, or someone take three or four quick wickets and the game can be gone. So, as you said, that's the nature of 2020, and it normally does throw up a couple of shocks along the way.
Yeah, absolutely. We're looking forward to it. Let's get stuck in some of the betting then surrounding these first group of games. And we start with the game coming up on Tuesday. This comes up at about 2 o'clock our time. India take on New Zealand in this one. It's 4-9 about India, and New Zealand are priced up at 7-4. Indians, obviously the holders of this tournament. Do you expect them to get off to a good start?
Yeah, I do. I think, right, that they're the favourites for the competition. They're in their own country and know the conditions so well. They've got loads of options. The batting is so strong. If anything, maybe the bowling in terms of the seam bowling, but with plenty of spin options with Ashwin, Dejeje, they've got Singh as well. So I think New Zealand are a good team, and they've had some success in the 2020, but I think India will be too strong for them.
Okay, India then at 4-9. Let's get stuck into the batsman and bowler markets then for this game. The top India batsman is first up. Rohit Sharma is the 5-2 favourite in this market. Virat Kohli is 11-4. Dhawan 100-30. Rahane 9-2, and it's bigger for the rest of them. Who do you like to start knocking the ball out of the park?
The top three for me, India's top three, are probably the best top three in the competition. Sharma, Dhawan and Kohli. It's really difficult to choose between them. I went for Sharma as the overall leading run scorer, but I think on this occasion you could go for any of the top three. I'm going to go with Dhawan. I think he looks in really good form, and if he gets going, it's so difficult to stop. So I'm going to pump for Dhawan.
Okay, Shikhar Dhawan then is available at 130 in that market. On the New Zealand side of things then, Kane Williamson is 5-2 joint favourite in this market, with Guptill at 5-2, Munro is 4-1, Ross Taylor 5-1, and a 13-2 or bigger for the rest of them. Probably no surprise to see this pair joint favourites. They're difficult to split.
Yeah, they are, and they're a good opening partnership. I think it's going to be difficult for New Zealand to replace Brendan McCullum, and just how destructive he is. And I think if you just look later on in their lineup, Nichols and Ronki batted 3 and 4 in the warm-up matches. Ross Taylor at 5. I just don't think they have enough in their squad just to replace McCullum's runs. So I'm going to go for Ross Taylor. It might surprise a few people, because Guptill and Williamson are normally the ones who get them off to a good start. But I think Taylor batting down at number 5, he does play spin very well. And I think he can probably get a few runs later on, but I expect it to be in a losing battle.
Okay, fair enough for Ross Taylor in that market. Then now for the bowlers. Top Indian bowler, first of all. Ashwin is the 11-4 favourite here. Nehra is 100-30. Bumrah at 7-2, along with Shami, and it's bigger prices for the rest of them. This is quite tight, this market. There's quite a few of them in there who've got good chances.
Yeah, they are. And as I said, because they're not too sure about this seam department, everyone's, there's no real standout seamer. But for me, I'm going to stick with the spin option. I think India relies so much on the spin. And Ashwin is normally someone who they can rely on. He does like the big occasion. He plays, obviously, all his cricket in India with the IPL as well. So I think he'll give the New Zealanders some problems. So I'm going to go with Ashwin.
Okay, Ashwin in that market, then getting the vote for Anthony. Let's go to New Zealand top bowler now. Tim Southee and Trent Bolt are joint favourites in this market at 3-1. Milne 7-2, along with Sodhi and McLenahan. Santer is 4-1, and it's bigger prices for the rest. Again, pretty tight market.
It is, yeah. I mean, I would normally go for Santner if they were playing another nation, but India plays spin so well. I don't think the New Zealand spinners will have much impact. So I'm going to go with Trent Bolt. Left arm, he can open the attack and he bowls at the end as well. So he's likely to pick up a couple of wickets. So again, you could probably pick, Southee or Bolt. But I'm just going to go lean towards Trent Bolt.
Okay, Trent Bolt then at 3-1 for the top New Zealand bowler. Let's go to the game that comes up on Wednesday morning now, with Pakistan taking on Bangladesh. 8-13 here for Pakistan. Bangladesh are available at 5-4. As we said, they've obviously come through the first round qualifier. They've played a few games. They're probably up to speed for this tournament, Bangladesh, and will be hoping to spring something of a shock here on Pakistan.
They will, yeah. As I said, they've got a bit of momentum going through the qualification, but I expect them to fall short against Pakistan. It is difficult when you're talking about Pakistan because they're so inconsistent, but I really do think if this is a tournament for them to do something, I really like the bowling lineup. I really do. I know Iqbal's in a tremendous form for Bangladesh, but you're looking at, Amir, Riaz, top class bowlers. There's a lot of option, a lot of pace, and I think they're going to blow Bangladesh away. So I'm going to lean towards Pakistan. It's one where we talked earlier, a shock could happen, but I think Pakistan will just edge it and we'll just have too much for them.
Okay, just favouring Pakistan then. If they are to win, they're going to have to get some damage done with the bat, and their top batsman market is fronted by Hafiz at 100-30. Shahzad is 7-2, Khan 7-2, Shoaib Malik is 5-1. It's bigger for the rest of them. Who do you think will do the damage here?
I'm going to go for Hafiz. I think Pakistan, as I said, the strength lies in the bowling, so again, it's difficult with a batting for that consistency. But if they are to go far in this tournament, which I think they will, the batters are going to have to stand up. And I think Hafiz is one of their better ones. So Hafiz for me.
Okay. And on the Bangladeshi side of things, then Tamim Iqbal is the 9-4 favourite to be their top batsman. Rahman is 7-2. Sarkar at 4-1. It's bigger for the rest of them. Iqbal kind of short in this market, but it's easy to see why, Anthony.
Yeah, he's been in tremendous form, and he's so destructive at the top of the order. I'm going to go for a little bit of a surprise here, though. I just think Pakistan's bowling is so good at the top. I think they might take a few early wickets, so that leads me to Al Hassan. He comes in number 4 or 5, and he normally looks to bat through the middle overs, so a lot of experience as well, plays in the IPL, so I think that's not a bad option, Al Hassan, sorry.
Okay, Al Hassan then is 11-2 to top the Bangladeshi batsman. Now to the top bowlers, top Pakistan bowler first of all, and you've mentioned this is where you think they could win the game. Amir is 5-2 favourite in this one. Irfan is 100-30, Ali 7-2, Sami 7-2, Riaz 7-2, and Afridi is 4-1. As you've said there, you talked about the Pakistan bowlers, and there's quite a few decent ones to choose from here.
Oh, there is, yeah. This didn't take me long at all. I'm just going to go for Amir. I think he's absolutely tremendous. Obviously, a layoff from the game. But in the warm-up matches, a sign bowl against India, he just looks in fabulous form. He's bowling quick, left arm, swings the ball. I think he's going to be the star of the tournament. So, no doubt in my mind, it's Amir.
Okay, a strong vote then for Mohammad Amir for the top Pakistan bowler. Top Bangladeshi bowler now, Al-Amin Hussain is the 130 favourite in this market, along with Rahman, joint favourites for this one. It's 7-2 or bigger for the remainder. What do you fancy in this market?
I'm going to go with Mortaza. Got some pace about him, but he's tended to be bowling in the last few overs, have been holding him back, and you can see a lot of wickets fall then. Especially for a bowler's bowling 2 and 3 overs. You know, people are going for the big shots and runs, and that can lead to a few wickets. So I think Mortaza could surprise a few people in this tournament, and I think he'll pick up a few wickets, so I'm going to go with him.
Okay, Mortaza then could be interesting at 7-2 in the top Bangladeshi bowler market. Let's go on now to England's bout in the tournament. They take on the West Indies on Wednesday, and this one is competitively priced up by the traders. The West Indies are even money, with England slight favourites at 4-5. Just a side note, by the way, if you are betting in this game, you will get your money back as a free bet if your top batsman selection finishes second. So that's just a little addition to this game. But competitively priced up, Anthony, it should be a close one.
It should, yeah. I mean, I haven't given England much chance in this tournament. I think just down to the bowling more than anything. I think the batting, they could, you know, put some runs on the board. But I think whichever team wins this game will probably go on and qualify for the semi-finals. I've just got a feeling for West Indies, though. They've got a lot of experience. This is probably their strongest form of the game, 2020. A lot of guys who've a lot of experience in the IPL, the Big Bash, their own Caribbean Premier League. And I think that's where England will fall down, just not getting the experience, you know, in the big competitions. So I'm just going to edge for the West Indies.
Okay, West Indies win then is available at even money. Let's get into those batsman markets now. And remember, again here, if your selection does finish second as the top batsman, you will get your money back as a free bet. We start on the West Indies side of things. Then Chris Gayle is available at 9-4. Andre Fletcher, Evan Lewis, Johnson Charles and Marlon Samuels are all priced at 4-1. It's 13-2 or bigger the rest. Chris Gayle has obviously been playing some sensational cricket over the last year, and seeing he's been really impressive.
He has, and you've taken the words out of my mouth. I can't look any further than Chris Gayle. A couple of his innings in the Big Bash in Australia were absolutely incredible. He obviously opens the batting in the first six overs, only two fielders allowed out. And if he gets in, he just scores so quickly. And that's why I worry for the England bowling. Whether it's seam or spin, he just absolutely smashes the ball. So I'm going to go with Chris Gayle.
Yeah, Chris Gayle in the West Indies batsman market. Now on to England then. Alex Hales is the 11-4 favourites here. Joe Root, 130. Jason Roy, 4-1. Owen Morgan is 9-2, along with James Vince, Josh Butler at 6-1. It's bigger prices for the rest of them. As you said, Anthony, if England are to have any hope in this game, it probably needs to come from the batsman.
It does. And I think England's batting is looking in good shape. You know, Roy, Hales, Root, Morgan, Butler, Stokes. There's a lot of firepower there. Again, it's difficult to separate. I'm going to go with the skipper, Owen Morgan. Again, he's plied his trade in the IPL. He's probably one of the only few England players that have experience, normally leads from the front. And again, I believe this is his strongest form of the game, 2020. He can go in, he doesn't have to think about it too much and really express himself. So if England are doing to do well, I think Owen Morgan needs to do well. So I'm going to go with Owen Morgan.
Okay, Owen Morgan and Anthony backing a captain's innings then from the 9-2 chance. Let's look at the bowler markets now. We start with the Windies, and Dwayne Bravo and Samuel Badry are both the 3-1 joints in this market. Andre Russell, Jason Holder, Jerome Taylor and Suleiman Ben are all available at 7-2. Again, this is another one where you could give chances to quite a few.
Yeah, you can. But I know England have been talking in the press about they're not worried about playing against spin, but I still think they've a lot of work to do against spin, especially in the Indian conditions. And Badry, for me, from the West Indies, he's a very, very good bowler. Really aggressive for a spinner, a wicket taker. And I think he'll be up there with the leading wicket takers in the competition. So no doubt for me here, Badry.
Samuel Badry it is then for Anthony. Let's go to the top England bowlers now. Adil Rashid is the 5-2 favourite here for England. David Wiley, 130. Rhys Topley at 7-2. Ben Stokes is 4-1 with Chris Jordan, Liam Plunkett and Moeen Ali they could be in for a bit of a tough day, the England bowlers.
They could. Spin's fine. You know, Rashid was one of the highest wicket takers in the Big Bash. Mo Ali, I think they'll play two spinners. It's just the seam as that worry me. Will they go with Jordan, Topley and Willie, or will Liam Plunkett come into the mix-up? Topley has done pretty well. He normally picks wickets up, but again, I can't look much further than England spinner Rashid. I think, again, if England are to do well, Rashid needs to have a big tournament because, as I said, I'd really worry about the seamers. Rashid's picked up wickets in the warm-up game. He's bowled really well. He's carried his form on. So I'm going to go with Adil Rashid.
Okay, Adil Rashid in that market then available at 5-2. Anthony sticking with the spinners in the West Indies versus England game. If you did want to play a treble on Anthony's three outright selections, by the way, over the next coming days, that's India, Pakistan and the West Indies all to win. That treble pays just over 7-2. Thank you very much for joining me on this edition, Anthony, and we'll hopefully catch up later on in the week.
Cheers, will do. Thank you.
William Hill is committed to responsible gambling. Visit gambleaware.co.uk for more information.